talk about the commercial with little Patty Meenan and how you came about with that first one.
Well, the first one was McNamara's band. We took the music from McNamara's band, rewrote the lyrics, and it was at, I think Jimmy Carter was running for president at the time. It was 76, I guess it had to be.
Yeah.
That one came off really well, and so we submitted it. We're nominated. I guess, from what I understand, we were pretty close to winning. There was a Jimmy Carter commercial that actually ended up winning in our category. It was close, but that one was
so then still it was the second. I have two versions, or two different commercials with you and Doc singing.
The other one was The Entertainer. It was part of the campaign.
Yes, okay.
It was we took the stuff from The Entertainer from this thing and redid that one too. Yeah. But it was a political advertising that really.
But you did win a Clio for that Pat Meenan, the first Pat Meenan commercial, correct?
No.
Oh, you were just nominated?
Yeah.
But you went back to
New
York.
We had a finalist award, yeah. Went to the banquets, and mm-hmm. It was a huge thing at night. And another thing we weren't used to, you know, that sort of thing. But no, the two Clios I won were when I was at K2.
Talk about a little bit about your philosophy for your show. You did an awful lot of humor. You didn't like being on the air, but you did a marvelous job.
Oh, it's just about having fun, you know. I mean, yeah. If you don't do something that, you know, keeps your attention, you know, you
were on at Katie bored. From, what, 10 until 2?
Yeah.
That was your shift, and then Doc was on after you, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he did Free for All for a while as well before you, right?
Yeah.
Talk about your philosophy, though, with the show. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh,
but
it was all about having fun, you know, and what would make me listen, you know, if I wanted to be involved in a show, other than the music, you know, yeah. The music was good,
but this is all pre-internet, pre-everything, so how did you find the stuff, and you know, some of it you produced, I know there's, but how did you find material?
It just, stuff that just came up in my head, you know, I mean, I think that's what probably started me really being interested in doing, you know, commercials and stuff, because I always loved to write,
mm-hmm.
and so that really is where it, you know, those things came from. I would just write short little vignettes and mm-hmm. then produce those and maybe do a character with them that I could, you know, punch up and have a conversation with, you know, or whatever. And so that's usually where that sort of thing came from. But it was just all goes back to the Mel Blanc stuff, you know, just thinking mm-hmm. outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's an old cliche and everything, but that's usually where things come from that are fun to do.
So then you make the transition to K2 and Bob Price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At first, I guess you were on the air and doing production and whatnot, but it later became more of just a production role.
Yeah, we were doing different kinds of things, you know, in the production department, you know, the more creative things that we had a bunch of talented people there, and so we just put them all to use and wrote things, and it was just so much fun to be able to put things on paper and then see it come to life with actually having a cast there, you know, that you could do these things with.
So then your first Clio came in 80, and that was for, was that for Frontier Rambler?
Yeah, Frontier Auto. It was a series that, a Senior Wences mm-hmm. concept. There was, we did two there, and then there was a series of three of those, you know, where, mm-hmm. you know, it dealt with the box. And
then your second Clio at K2 was, I don't remember.
That was the same.
Oh, it was the series?
Same concept, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But you got then the IBA as well?
Yeah, the International Broadcast Awards, one of those for that series, and some WABs for the box, won a couple of WABs.
You were at K2 for, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah. I think it was 84, 85 when I moved over to...
I remember we were downtown.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because I was over there for...
You became a traitor. And went to that rock and roll station.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it was... it was fun over there, too. You know, that's where I met Brian and Todd Cavanaugh. Yeah, Bill and Melanie was there, and just a bunch of a good friend, Stan Eisnagel.
Mm-hmm.
He was over there. Yeah, he was the engineer there. Yeah, it was a fun time. Had a great time.